Readers of the satirical newspaper The Onion have come to appreciate headlines like CIA realizes it's been using black highlighters all these years, or archaeological dig uncovers ancient race of skeleton people. Headlines like these have made The Onion a must-read for anyone who likes their news doused in gobs of satire.
Founded in Madison by college students, The Onion started off as a simple local paper with a distinctly Midwestern touch, but it pioneered a brand of quirky fake news, we didn't call it that then, that influenced a host of comedy shows, including The Daily Show.
The deadpan way in which The Onion presents its humor has led to incidents of news outlets citing its articles as real news.
Scott Dickers joins us now. He's a founding editor of The Onion. He's also author of an upcoming book called Trump's America, Buy This Book and Mexico Will Pay For It. He currently heads the Writing with The Onion program in partnership with The Onion and the Second City in Chicago. He's speaking at Marquette University tomorrow on the real story of fake news. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, fake news all over the news today, and some of the news that spreads bills itself as satire. What do you, looking at, you know, from the perspective of one of the founders of The Onion, make of this weird fake news landscape we see now?
Yeah, it's really strange. I certainly don't like when those people label their fake news as satire. I think that's a cop-out because clearly they're just making up stories as propaganda or to bolster a certain opinion or to get a rise out of people who might mistake it for real news. And that was never the point of The Onion. The point of The Onion was always to entertain and make people laugh and have a satirical message underneath. Once in a while, people would get fooled and actually believe an Onion story, and that was all a lot of good laughs and everything, because those people should know better, and eventually they would find out. But we never went out there trying to fool people. Like, that was never the goal, and people who do that as their sole goal, I don't know, I just don't see the societal benefit in that.
Right, a lot of the things that really fall under this category of fake news, it seems like it's a partisan bent. I've seen left and right style stories. Here's a story that if you believe this way, you're going to accept as true because it fits your expectations. Again, something different than what you set out to do at The Onion.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have that cognitive bias, mm-hmm. and we're looking for information that bolsters our own emotional reality. And that is one of the biggest flaws in human beings, I think. And this exploits that flaw. We don't want to believe things that are true. We don't want to believe things that are empirically real. We want to believe things that agree with us. And that's caused a lot of problems throughout human history. So this is certainly nothing new. It's happening in, I guess, my realm right now, the fake news realm. And it's so funny because when we started The Onion, we hated that term, fake news. We never used it because part of the joke was to make The Onion seem real, to make it seem like real news. So to maintain that deadpan tone, we would always say, this is very real, important news. But it was clearly like a Ted Knight or, you know, a Ron Burgundy sort of character saying that anybody with half a brain cell would know was part of the joke. And I think The Daily Show was the first fake news organization to actually use the term fake news in the early 2000s. And I remember when they did that, it was in an ad or something, a promo for the show. I thought, oh, that's bold. They're actually coming out and admitting that what they're doing is comedy, because prior to that, they had done the same thing that we had done, where they played it really straight. And obviously now that term has been so twisted it's, you know, the whole idea of it is literally a danger to our republic, which I never possibly could have imagined.
And take us back to the early days of The Onion and what it took to craft these news stories. I've heard secondhand that it was really hard work and kind of a brutal environment trying to hammer out these headlines and then articles that really hit that style of what an actual news story might have sounded like.
Oh, yeah, it's hard work. Anybody who thinks that comedy is just fun and you just sit around laughing doing it, Well, actually, most people think that's what comedy is, and they always say, oh, your job must be so fun or whatever. But like any profession, any skill, you know, it's something that you learn, and it's hard work. And if everybody could do it, then we'd all be Tina Fey, but we're not. So, yes, at The Onion especially, the writer's room was always an incredibly sober place where we would have these intellectual discussions of why things were funny. There was very little laughter, and you'd have to check your ego at the door because so many ideas would just get thrown out, and you can't let your, you know, your personal attachment to ideas get in the way of, well, what is empirically the funniest idea here? What's going to work the best? So that's the culture that we started at The Onion, and it took a while to get there. I think there was more fun and there were more laughs early. And then as we got more serious, you know, every week we just tried to make The Onion better than it was the week before. And ultimately, that's what it came down to, is figuring out how to make the best satirical joke about any given subject that we were covering.
Talking to Scott Dickers, one of the founders of The Onion, founded here in Wisconsin. Full disclosure, I was in a picture in The Onion at least once. You can see me as a zombie in Election Day, a turnout ruined by zombie attack. That's on the Central Time Facebook page. And I think I was a guy who totally looked like Chick from behind on Johnson Street. I have not confirmed this, though, Scott. I want to talk about a transition in The Onion. When I first encountered it, sitting on the floor at the Union Terrace, it was more Wisconsin-focused, more campus-focused, and over time it became more national, international-focused. What led to that transition?
I think the first year was more local, and it didn't take long for us to realize that, hey, if we ever want to grow this thing, we're never going to get anywhere if we're just making jokes about the UW and, you know, the chancellor and the governor of Wisconsin and stuff like that, because we had our sights set on becoming more of a national humor publication. So we started doing national and then international stories because we just wanted the work that we were doing to be as accessible as possible. And there's plenty of local humor. You know, you could read either of the student newspapers or the local papers. There were a couple of people doing humor columns, stuff like that. So we felt like that was just kind of a dead end to focus on the local stuff.
And the media has been changing since The Onion started. I wanted to ask you about how The Onion changed in style to match that, and even in our dumb century, matching the style of the media from 1900 up to 2000.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun in that book. So when The Onion started, the big thing in journalism was USA Today. Mm-hmm. It was like the infotainmentization of print news media. And so we were making fun of that. And then by the end of the 90s, early 2000s, it seemed like everybody was doing that. So that parody was really becoming relevant. Then in the 2000s, the big thing in journalism was Fox News. It was, yes, it was infotainment, but it was also this incredibly polarizing partisan infotainment. And so we created this thing called the Onion News Network, which was a series of web videos that went on to be a TV show. And that was a different voice. It was more like Fox News. It was like news that was dangerous, news that was in your face, news that was really pushing an opinion. And the opinion being pushed in all of the Onion videos was always this just really crazy, hard to pin down opinion. And then obviously the other thing in the 2000s was, and in the 90s, was a new medium, the internet. And so over the years, the Onion changed its whole news creation system. We don't call it comedy creation system. We always called it a news, like a newsroom or a news creation system. Changed from a print model to an online model so we could respond to news events that were happening like that day. Whereas when we were in print, we had like a 2-week lead time on any story. So, and now The Onion isn't in print at all. So which is very sad to me. So we created this system that is solely online focused, and the tone of it has become more of an online parody. We do more things like slideshows and clickbait, and a whole new website was created called Clickhole, which sort of parodies that BuzzFeed clickbait culture.
One running theme for The Onion was a editorial stance of contempt from the reader. The motto was, you are dumb, or then in Latin, I think it was tu stultus es was the translation.
You are correct.
T. Herman Zweibel, the ancient publisher of The Onion, hated his readers. Do you feel like, when you read, I don't want to say actual media, news media, do you feel a little of that tone of contempt that you were parodying there in The Onion?
Well, and first of all, full disclosure, I was pictured as T. Herman Zweibel. We always pronounced it Zweibel. I don't know how it's really pronounced. But that was me. And yeah, we did that because that was part of the parody. When we read newspapers or watched TV news media, it always felt like we were being talked down to, and like, this is the official truth and you don't know anything until we inform you. And so we thought, okay, well, let's heighten that and make it this adversarial or really patronizing attitude toward the reader, which we always thought was really funny. And it goes against the grain of what any entertainment company will tell you. You know, you have to give the customer what they want and find out what the customer wants and be good to your customers. We thought, well, I think the customers would actually find it entertaining if we did the opposite, if we pretended like we hated them.
We'll leave it there. Scott, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ron. Appreciate it.
That's Scott Dickers, founding editor of The Onion. You can catch him at Marquette University's Alumni Memorial Union tomorrow afternoon at 4. He gives a lecture called The Real Story of Fake News.